Invite the kids to come forward now for our time, our children's time. Come forward, kids, if you like. Miss Heather, you'll just come up here to the front on the steps.
First one up. That is cool. Awesome. You guys are so good to see y'all. Happy Easter. Happy Easter, everybody. Hi, how are you? Good to see you. Oh, well, thank you, Stanley. He said, good to see you, Miss Heather. Yes. Awesome. Good morning. Yeah, everybody come on up. You can sit on the first step, too. So, yeah, if you want to sit on the first step. Cool. Carson, you can sit right there. You want to sit right in front of Aunt Aries? Look, there's Aunt Aries, my friend Aunt Aries. Cool. Awesome. Okay, James, where do you want to sit, hon? Y'all look sharp today. Well, today is what? Easter, and we are celebrating Jesus' resurrection. And does everybody know the story? Let me tell you a little. We did resurrection eggs last week, and you had 12 eggs, but today I'm doing a very abridged version of it. So does somebody want to pick the golden egg, and let me have Sawyer. Okay, you know, open up that egg, and what's in there? What's in the egg? What is that? A cross, right? The cross, we always remember Jesus when we see the cross, right? So Jesus was God's son, right? And who can tell me why Jesus came to live on the earth? Yeah. Yeah, well, we're not to that part yet. Hold on. You're getting ahead of the story. So Jesus came to the earth to teach us to love God, to love ourselves, and to love everyone. So can everybody say that with me? Jesus came to teach us to love God, to love ourselves, and to love everyone. So that was great news. Well, there's a little sad part to the story, and I think Stanley was already getting there. So Stanley, you want to open up the pink one, the one with the flowers on it? What's inside the egg with the flowers? A rock. Does anybody know why in the story there might be a big stone? Okay, clay. Right, so sadly, even though many people loved Jesus, some people were mad at Jesus for coming to the earth and teaching. And so they were very mean to him, and he died. But this isn't the end of the story. So they put his body in this big cave called a tomb, and they blocked it with a big rock like that, right? And, well, lo and behold, when some of his sad friends came to visit him in the tomb, the rock had been rolled away, and Jesus wasn't in there anymore. And who wants to open up the last... What, Carlin? What's in there? You hold it up high so everybody can see. Maybe kind of dangle it a little bit. So it's... What is that? A cloth? Yeah, a cloth. And so when they went in the tomb, Jesus' body wasn't there anymore, and all they saw was the cloth. And they just couldn't believe Jesus' body wasn't in there anymore. But Jesus appeared to them and said, do not be afraid. He was there alive, and he was going to ascend to heaven to be with God. So today is a day we are excited about Jesus' resurrection. We love Jesus, and we are here to learn all sorts of things about him, but especially today that he taught us to love everyone. Okay, let's put our hands together. Dear God, Thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for your son, Jesus, for his teaching, for the hope that he gives us, and the glory in this new day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we are going to go to Children's Church with Miss Audie and Miss Amy. So everybody, you're going to walk down that middle aisle and follow. Miss Audie and Miss Amy, can you wave? Thank you. And then I'll meet you guys back there. Okay, sure. And I'll take the eggs. Thank you.